Blog Talk Radio.
He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. The conditions of obtaining mercy of God are simple and just and reasonable. The Lord does not require us to do some grievous thing in order that we may have the forgiveness of sin. We need not make long and wearisome pilgrimages or perform painful penances to commend our souls to the God of heaven or to expiate our transgression. But he that confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy. The Apostle says, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed." James 5:16. Confess your sins to God, who only can forgive them, and your faults to one another. If you have given offense to your friend or neighbor, you are to acknowledge your wrong, and it is his duty to freely forgive you. Then you are to seek the forgiveness of God, because the brother you have wounded is the property of God, and in injuring him, you sinned against his Creator and Redeemer. The case is brought before the only true mediator, our great high priest, who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin, and who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and is able to cleanse from every stain of iniquity. Hebrews 4:15. Those who have not humbled their souls before God in acknowledging their guilt have not yet fulfilled the first condition of acceptance. If we have not experienced that repentance which is not to be repented of, and have not with true humiliation of soul and brokenness of spirit confessed our sins, abhorring our iniquity, we have never truly sought for the forgiveness of sin, and if we have never sought, we have never found the peace of God. The only reason we do not have remission of sins that are past is that we are not willing to humble our hearts and comply with the conditions of the word of truth. Explicit instruction is given concerning this matter. Confession of sin, whether public or private, should be heartfelt and freely expressed. It is not to be urged from the sinner. It is not to be made in a flippant and careless way, or forced from those who have no realizing sense of the abhorrent character of sin. The confession that is the outpouring of the inmost soul finds its way to the God of infinite pity. The psalmist says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Psalm 34:18. True confession is always of a specific character, and acknowledges particular sins. They may be of such a nature as to be brought before God only. They may be wrongs that could be confessed to individuals who have suffered injury through them. Or they may be of a public character, and should then be as publicly confessed. But all confession should be definite and to the point, acknowledging the very sins of which you are guilty. In the days of Samuel, the Israelites wandered from God. They were suffering the consequences of sin, for they had lost their faith in God, lost their discernment of His power and wisdom to rule the nation, lost their confidence in His ability to defend and vindicate His cause. They turned from the great ruler of the universe and desired to be governed as were the nations around them. Before they found peace, they made this definite confession: "We have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king." 1 Samuel 12:19. The very sin of which they were convicted had to be confessed. Their ingratitude oppressed their souls and severed them from God. Confession will not be acceptable to God without sincere repentance and reformation. There must be decided changes in the life. Everything offensive to God must be put away. This will be the result of genuine sorrow for sin. The work that we have to do on our part is plainly set before us: wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 15. Paul says, speaking of the work of repentance, "Ye sorrowed after a godly sort. What carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter." 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 11. When sin has deadened the moral perceptions, the wrongdoer does not discern the defects of his character, nor realize the enormity of the evil he has committed, and unless he yields to the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, he remains in partial blindness to his sin. His confessions are not sincere and in earnest. To every acknowledgment of his guilt he adds an apology in excuse of his course, declaring that if it had not been for certain circumstances, he would not have done this or that for which he is reproved. After Adam and Eve had eaten of the forbidden fruit, they were filled with a sense of shame and terror. At first, their only thought was how to excuse their sin and escape the dreaded sentence of death. When the Lord inquired concerning their sin, Adam replied, laying the guilt partly upon God and partly upon his companion, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." The woman put the blame upon the serpent, saying, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." Genesis 3:12-13. Why did you make the serpent? Why did you suffer him to come to Eden? These were the questions implied in her excuse for her sin, thus charging God with the responsibility of their fall. The spirit of self-justification originated in the father of lies and has been exhibited by all the sons and daughters of Adam. Confessions of this order are not inspired by the divine spirit and will not be acceptable to God. True repentance will lead a man to bear his guilt himself and acknowledge it without deception or hypocrisy. Like the poor publican, not lifting up so much as his eyes unto heaven, he will cry, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." And those who do acknowledge their guilt will be justified, for Jesus will plead his blood in behalf of the repentant soul. The examples in God's word of genuine repentance and humiliation reveal a spirit of confession in which there is no excuse for sin or attempt at self-justification. Paul did not seek to shield himself. He paints his sin in the darkest hue, not attempting to lessen his guilt. He says, "Many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them, and I punished them oft in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities." Acts chapter 26, verses 10 and 11. He does not hesitate to declare that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 1:15. The humble and broken heart, subdued by genuine repentance, will appreciate something of the love of God and the cost of Calvary, and as a son confesses to a loving father, so will the truly penitent bring all his sins before God. And it is written, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." 1 John 1:9. End of chapter 4.
Oh. Amen. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening. Welcome to Advent Light Ministries Prayer Line. Pray that all had a blessed week. Happy Preparation Day and happy Sabbath to those that are in the Sabbath hours already. May the Lord truly bless us. Amen. So we're going to start with a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, Lord, you are so good to us, Lord, better than we are to ourselves, oh Lord. You have blessed us, Lord. You have provided for us, oh Lord. You have strengthened us, Lord. You have created us, Lord. We are yours through creation and redemption. And we thank you, oh Lord. We glorify, we magnify your name. We praise you for who you are, Lord. There is no one like you on earth, oh Lord. And we thank you ever so much for your blessings. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love, Lord. We ask that you will be with us as we gather here, that you will bless us as we come together, unifying love and unity, and giving thanks and praise to you on this holy Sabbath day, oh Lord. We ask that you will bless each and every one of my brothers and sisters, their family, their loved one, oh Lord, and their friends, Lord, even our enemies, Lord, those, our acquaintance, Lord, those that don't care for us, oh Lord, but you know them. You know their circumstances. You know their hearts, oh Father. We ask that they will run to you so that their hearts can be changed and they can have a renewed heart only in you, oh Lord. Again, we thank you. We glorify, we magnify your name, Father, because you're worthy to be praised. Help us, oh Lord. Protect us, Father. Keep us so that we can keep your Sabbath, not just the day, but your law, your commandment. Oh, Father, may they be renewed each and every day in our heart, and may we hide your word in our heart so that we will not sin against you. In Jesus' mighty name, be with the speaker and those that is not on, but may you hasten their footsteps so that they can come on and join, Lord, and receive a blessing, give their testimony and share. And encourage each other in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I will read Isaiah chapter 57. I will start at verse 1, Isaiah 57. It says, "The righteous perisheth, and no man laid it to heart. And merciful men are taken away. None consider that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their bed, each one walking in his uprightness. But draw near hither, ye son of sorcerer, the seed of the adulteress and the whore. Gather whom do ye sport yourself against? Whom make ye a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are ye not children of transgression, a seed of falsehood?" Mercy, mercy. And so we know the righteous are blessed, but the transgressor, the seeds of falsehood, they shall be punished if they do not turn away from their transgression and their iniquity. And we were once like them, but praise the Lord that we have come into the truth, brothers and sisters. So let us be faithful. Let us stay in the truth. Let us not be, you know, thrown from one side to the next. Let us have the mind of Christ Jesus, and let us be found in him and him alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, this is the time for sharing. So please press one so that I can know that you like to offer a word of prayer, you like to sing, or you know, share a thought from your devotion this week, or give a testimony. God is worthy to be praised, and he wants us to glorify him. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for 225-337. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Amen. Let me make sure.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Zachary, Louisiana, and I just want to praise the Lord that this is my first Sabbath on the prayer line since the hurricane. So I am blessed amongst the living today. We have so many things that didn't happen. I had a sister. They have not buried her yet, but her service will be, I think, next week. And I'm telling you, it's just such a blessing to be here today, to come to another Sabbath. It's so many I know that done come down with sickness, COVID, all these things, or then pass. And I'm telling you, I just want to sing this song, "There Shall Be Showers of Blessings." And we have been blessed throughout this week. We are on the prayer line, so let us sing this song. There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be season refreshing sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drop round us all falling for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again over the hills and the valley, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need, oh yes. Mercy drop round us all falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them up on us, oh Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drop round us all falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, oh that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing. Now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drop round us all falling. But for the showers we plead. Oh, sisters and brothers, I just want to thank the Lord because mercy all around us, many, and I say many, have survived this storm. This storm was very dangerous. And when I see people going in the grocery store buying cigarettes, buying these liquor, buying this unhealthy stuff, let me tell you, my heart yearns. And you just give them a tract, but all we can do is pray for them. I would like to just read a short scripture, Sister Carla. My scripture is coming from Exodus. I want to read the commandments. The Bible says that we are to love the commandment above silver and gold. The commandment is a light unto my path. Sometimes Sister Lily get it a little twisted. I'll have to get the scripture because I have it twisted sometimes. But let me read the Ten Commandments. That's what I want to read. But anyway, my point is that if we study the commandments and not just be keep the commandment, but we got to be a doer of God's word. So I like to share it. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you once again on this blessed Sabbath day, Father, we thank you, Lord, for this precious promise that you have given to us, that we read it, study it, live it, and obey obey it. Father, we pray for each and every one of our brothers and sisters that join us on the prayer line and all those that don't join. May you touch their heart and may you send them, Lord, where they can hear your promise, where they can hear your word. So, Father, as we read commandments, this commandment, these 10 commandments is a blessing. They are life. And, Lord, we ask that you would be with us on the prayer line tonight. Give us wisdom, understanding. Give us the knowledge we need. And, Father, we pray for your Holy Spirit to enlighten us as we hear the words come from you, Father. We thank you. In your Son, Yeshua's name, we pray. Amen. I'm reading, I'm just starting at number 2. He said, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Shall thy labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy strangers that is within thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all them, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So I want to thank the Lord for his word and his commandments, his Sabbath. And may my brothers and sisters be blessed and that we all here love one another. I thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. May God bless you, your family, and everyone. And I just want to thank Yahshua for allowing me to be able to share tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming on and sharing and reading. And we know the Sabbath days is why we are here, why we are gathering. And we know that the Lord, he's the creator. He made everything in 6 days. And he set us an example. He rested on the Sabbath day. He wants us to do the same, brothers and sisters. May we rest in spirit and in truth. Amen. May we praise the Lord. He said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, because he is worthy to be praised. Soon, tides will turn on us as we see what's going on in the world. You know, I'm not on no political side, and everyone has a choice, but, you know, they're mandating things, which is actually, you know, putting things, it's becoming a law, you know, mandating, it's becoming a law. And they're changing, things are changing rapidly, and we see that now the unvaccinated are said to be having, to be carrying the virus. The next thing, it will be the Christian that have the virus. Then next thing, it will be us. So it's just changing every minute. But if we put our trust in God, if we keep our eyes upon the Lord, he will help us. He will direct us. He will protect us. He's our strong tower. So let us be faithful. Let us be strong. For the scripture says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So we thank the Lord. And that was, I believe, Psalm chapter 40 and verse 8. I got to look at it. I know it by heart, but I have to check exact verse. So praise the Lord. If anyone wants to share, please press 1 so that you can share, brothers and sisters. It's sharing time. For your testimony, prayer request, if you want to share thought from your devotion or just say a word of prayer, this is the time to do so. Amen. I don't want no one to be overlooked. Please press 1 so that we can have enough time, open each line to share. Amen. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for 518-482. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Sister Kansanali from Upper State, New York. And I'm always happy to be here with you to join my in giving God thanks for the wonderful way in which He has kept us during the week, that we can come together and share our thoughts. This evening, I just want to thank God for keeping my brother safe, because he fell just before, he is in a nursing home, by the way, and he fell just before they closed down the home again last week. When we were going to visit, they said closed. So it went there for 1 week, but it opened back today, yesterday, and we went today to visit him. And I'm so happy to see that he's doing much better. The last time that he's there, the last time that we went there, he couldn't raise his hands. And this afternoon when we went there to see him, when we finished tidying him up and everything, he could raise his hands. I see he was putting his hands 1, 2 up in the air, and he was exercising. They have put him back in PT to help him to do whatever he can do, exercise him. And so he's doing very well. And I thank the Lord this afternoon for that progress that I have seen, because the last time when I went in there, he wasn't doing too well. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters to keep praying for my family and to keep praying for him. I want to just read, it's from this great controversy. It says, the world is stuttering, ready to fall. And what will come after? What will come after? The great controversy is nearing its end. A time to think. Here is the truth about the millennium. Yes, and I wouldn't say any more much about that millennium, because this evening I just want to say it's time to think. Because right now we do not have long. We do not have long here. I know for sure that we don't have long here. And what we ought to do is to prepare ourselves when all of these meetings, what we are having here, are being taken off of the line. What will we do? Let's think about it. Going to church does save you. It helps to save you. But I'm telling you, everyone has to stand on his own bottom. And we know that. And unless we prepare, we will fail. We would not be able to go through the times that is ahead of us. So it's time to think, my dear brothers and sisters. Let's think what decision we are going to make, because all of us have to make decisions for ourselves. As I look into the world and see what is going on, things are happening so quickly. I cannot even believe, because my husband, he's working, and he says, well, you will either take the job or leave the job. And that is what it amounts to. But God is good. I said, you shouldn't be afraid. We should not be afraid. God will take care of us. He has been taking care of me for how many years? For 70 odd years. And would he not keep caring for us if we trust him? I firmly believe that. And this evening, I just want to sing this song, The Lord is My Light. And I want us to, who knows the song, could sing along with me. The Lord is my light. The words of it are very, very encouraging. He said, if the Lord is your light, what should we fear? By day and night, his presence is near. He is our salvation from sorrow and sin. This blessed persuasion the Spirit brings in. The Lord is our light, though clouds may arise. faith stronger than sight looks up to the sky, where Jesus forever in glory doth reign, then how can we ever in darkness remain? The Lord is our light. The Lord is our strength. I know in his might I'll conquer at length. My weakness in mercy he covers with power, and walking by faith he upholds us each hour. The Lord is my light, my all and in all. There is in his sight no darkness at all. He is my Redeemer, my Savior and King. With saints and with angels, his praises I'll sing. And I'll sing two verses of this song because I've read all the words from it. And if you know it, you can follow. You can follow on with me. The Lord is my light, then why should I fear? By day and by night, his presence is near. He is my salvation from sorrow and sin. This blessed persuasion the Spirit brings in. The Lord is my light, my joy, my song. By day and by night, he leads me along. The Lord is my light, my joy and my song. By day and by night, he leads me along. The Lord is my light, my all and in all. There is in his sight no darkness at all. He is my Redeemer, my Savior and King. With saints and with angels, his praises I sing. The Lord is my light, my joy and my song. By day and by night, he leads me along. The Lord is my light, my joy and my song. By day and by night, he leads me along. My dear brothers and sisters, these are very beautiful hymns that we should be singing to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Because when we sing, we have that joy, and the words are very encouraging. The Lord is my strength. Without God, we cannot do anything. And I cannot have no intentions in not serving my Father. So this evening, I'm asking everyone on this line to think, desolation of the earth. Read all of these encouraging subjects in the Great Controversy. And see what is coming upon us. And help us, I hope that the Lord will help us all to look up and to lift up our heads and to encourage others, most of all, to give their hearts to Jesus. I try to do that as much as I can with my friends and whom I converse with during the day. And I pray that each one of us we can go out there to share tracts. We don't have tracts to share. We can go out there to give Bible studies, but we can pray with our friends, and we can do little things to encourage others in the work of the Lord. Okay? I want to say a little prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you at this Sabbath hour, thanking you for sparing our lives during the 6 working days of this week that is past and going to eternity. We thank you for your love, your daily blessings on us that you have showered on us. Help us, dear Father, that we will continue to look to you and to give you praise and thanks, because there is always something about us, something around us, something in us that we should praise the God who made us, who made the heavens and the earth. And I just want to thank him for every drop of blessing that he has bestowed upon all of us, that we can come here this evening to give God praise and thanks. So I'm asking the Lord to bless each one on this line this evening, that we will study his word, that we will find encouragement by studying his word and singing the songs of praises to God day after day, so we can be encouraged ourselves in the Lord. And I just want to thank God for hearing this simple prayer. And I know he will answer every word of it. So with praise and thanksgiving, I thank God for everything that he has given us. Thank you, Father, for hearing. And thank you, Father, for answering our prayer. All that will go before, that has gone before, and will go after this evening. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for opening my line. God bless you. Have a happy Sabbath, everyone.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for sharing, coming on, and also reading and the song that you share with us. Such a blessing. Amen. Brothers, just give me a few minutes. I'm trying to see the callers. Some reason I'm unable to see all the callers. So just give me a few minutes. I'm gonna have to close the line and come back in just a moment, please. Okay, dear. There we go. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, again, thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. We're going to 985-232. Your line is now open.
Yeah. Good evening, sisters and brothers. Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for letting us see another day and for saving us from Hurricane Ida. I thank God he gave us a chance and we got out of harm's way, because my house, we thought that it was just trees on my house, but when I went from Texas to check on my house, the three of these, some high big old trees, the trees caved the trailer in from in the roof. It stuck in there. When I went to open my bedroom closet, it wasn't open. So when you look through the closet, the trailer is, you could see outside. So it caved the whole roof in. I was just stunned. And from the part of the kitchen to my master bedroom and bath and closet where the clothes are just flatlining. But I say, I have so many clothes. I have humongous wardrobes and shoes and boots. And Lord, when I tell you, that tree have it flatlined and it's holding it. It done tore up the trailer. It's not even livable. So I just want y'all to keep me in prayer. And right now I went to Beaumont, Texas, from Beaumont, Texas to Baton Rouge. Now I'm downtown New Orleans. And I tell you, it's just. I haven't been able to get no peace. I finally today fell asleep and I had some rest. But it's been. But I thank the Lord for my life. I just, every time I think about it, I catch myself. So just thank God for your life. And that can be replaced. And he'll provide you something to stay in. And but I just was so shocked, because I didn't think nothing. And I know the water, the guy said, was 5 to 6 feet. So I know. I said, well, the water must have got in there too. But he said got in through the back some kind of way. But anyway, I thank God. And I thank God for getting with my brothers and sisters. Thank God for my husband. He kept up with the date because I'm missing days here. And I was able to get on the prayer line. But let me read my script. Okay, prayer. Almighty and Heavenly Father, full of divine love and grace, we thank you for sharing with us your son and giving us your sacred brother. Bring us closer to him and deliver us from evil. Amen. So that's what I told people. I said, you know what? This storm that came through here, God is trying to wake us up. The red, white, and blue, trying to bring us together, trying to get peace, and trying to cheat all adults from being ignorant. Fussing and fighting over money do not belong to them. I said, he's just trying to get his peace. He said, just the storm going to come through and everyone going to have peace. Even though it is Louisiana, somebody's watching. You might be next. So I thank God, and I just ask for prayer for my family and my friends and Advent Light Church and all the upcoming Advent Light Ministry and all the upcoming events they have. Pray for the brothers and sisters far and near, and just pray for the critical ones and all the bereaving, because it's some bereaving. And just pray that we get Louisiana strong again and all the other countries, because it's like 48 countries that have something going on. And God is our Lord, and he's going to save us. Amen. Dear Brother John, happy Sabbath, y'all.
Yeah, I'd like to say happy Sabbath. This is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. Yeah, like my wife said, a lot of things been going on with the storm and everything, but we was able to weather the storm together, though, and thank God we're still alive and able to continue keeping on through God. And I just I won't say too much. I know my wife expressed a lot and told you a lot that was going on, so I won't stay on too long. I just want to say that everything's going to be okay. I know that because I believe in God, and I'm just going to hang in there. Me and my wife and the family, we're going to hang in there and step-by-step rebuild, lost our life. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for sharing. Praise the Lord that you have kept your life and to come and testify and talk of his goodness. Many people, as you said, did not make it. And even with this virus, many people have perished. Many people have died. But we know the whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. So may we be found in him if we die. So when we hear the sound of the trumpet, we will be amongst those that raise up in the first resurrection. God is truly good. And thank you both for your encouragement and, you know, just your faith, your testimony to, you know, don't worry, trust in the Lord. He will see us through. This is not our home, brothers and sisters. We're sojourner. We're pilgrim. This is not our home. Heaven is our home. And this heaven, you know, this cannot compare to heaven in no way. And we will be taking none of these things we have here to heaven, only our character. So let us build our character. Let us store our treasure in heaven where nothing can moth or, you know, and it won't rust. Water won't damage it. Fire won't burn it. Nothing. Amen. Thank you again. Is there anyone else who would like to share? I'll go to the next caller. 857-505. Blessed Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath to all of you. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. Sister Carla, first of all, I'd like to thank God because God is good. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, I have a lot of prayer requests. First of all, I'd like to thank God for his love and his mercy. He is good. He is worthy to be praised. Sister Carla, I have a prayer request. My prayer request is to pray for my mother. Lift up my mother in prayer, Sister Carla. My mother needs your prayer. So lift up my mom in prayer. Sister Carla, don't forget to pray for Sister Billie Jean. Pray for Sister Billie Jean. Don't forget to put her name on. Pray for Sister Billie Jean. Pray for Sister Monica. Sister Monica. Pray for Brother Jahari, Sister Carla. Lift up Brother Jahari in prayer because his birthday is going to be on Sunday. Pray for Brother Jari too, and he can be Seventh-day Adventist. Pray for him that he will baptize. He's a young man, but lift him up in prayer. Pray for Brother Javel. Lift up Brother Javel in prayer. Pray for Brother Jamal, Sister Carla. Lift up Brother Jamal in prayer. Sister Carla, don't forget to pray for Sister Yesenia, Yesenia. Sister Yesenia. Lift up Sister Yesenia in prayer. Don't forget to pray for Sister Katiana and Sister Carla, don't forget to pray for Sister Tamika. Pray for Sister Tamiko. Lift up Sister Tamiko in prayer. Don't forget to pray for her mother, too. Pray for her mother, Dorothy. Lift up Sister Dorothy in prayer. Don't forget to pray for Brother Taiwan. Lift up Brother Taiwan in prayer. Pray for Sister KDN. Lift up Sister KDN in prayer. Sister Carla, don't forget to pray for Sister Charisse. Lift up Sister Charisse in prayer too, and she can baptize to lift her up in prayer. And Sister Carla, I want to say to Sister Charisse on this Advent Light Ministry, Sister Charisse, Advent Light Ministry, really, Advent Light Ministry, love you so much. Have faith in the Lord because God is good. God is merciful, Sister Charisse. Sister Charisse, today is the day how the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today's the day how the Lord has made, Charisse. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And Sister Tamiko, today's the day how the Lord has made, Sister Tamiko. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Sister Tamiko, today is the day, my sister. It's a Sabbath day, my sister. I want to say hallelujah. I want to say hallelujah. 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 Praise to the Lord. And Sister Carla, don't forget to pray for Brother Tony. Lift up Brother Tony in prayer. Pray for Sister Kaisha. Lift up Sister Kaisha in prayer. Sister Carla, I want to sing a song at the moment. I want to say to Brother Yudi, I want to encourage Brother Yudi on the Avalai Ministry. Let me sing a song. This is the day, this is the day, how the Lord has made, how the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day, how the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day how the Lord has made. Sing, Sister Carla, sing, Sister Tamiko. This is the day how the Lord has made, how the Lord has made. Sing, Sister Power, I will rejoice, Sister Power, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, This is the day how the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day how the Lord has made. This is the day. This is the day how the Lord has made. How the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day how the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, oh yes, this is the day how the Lord has made. Brother Yudi, may God bless you with your ministry, because God is good, Brother Yudi. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised, Brother Yudi. Today is the day that the Lord has made, Brother Yudi. Let us rejoice and be glad
thank
that God. God is good, Brother Yudi. He will give you the victory. He will give you deliverance, just like Sister Carla said. God will give you deliverance. God will give you the victory, Brother Yudi. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Brother Yudi, have faith in the Lord. Have faith in the Lord, Sister Melissa.
Thank
have
you,
faith, Sister Carla. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord for Brother Eli. He's full of energy and thanking the Lord and encouragement and songs, brothers and sisters. I pray that we were encouraged by him and that we would be giving thanks to the Lord and telling him, thank you, Lord. And this is the day that you have made each and every day to give him thanks and glory and honor. And we shouldn't be ashamed of the gospel. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller. Again, thank you, Brother Eli. We'll, in the prayer, we'll make sure we get everyone your prayer request in the prayer when we offer the prayer. Amen. I'll go to the next caller. I believe this is Brother Yudi. Your line is now open. Hello?
Huh?
Yes, Brother Yudi?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Your line is open. 1-1, it's 1-1-1.
Yeah. Yes,
amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for opening up my line. I apologize. We were on an emergency trip, a medical missionary trip, to a fellow's house that we got word that they were in really bad condition. And it's really sad to see some of the homes in the condition that they are in here in the United States of America. And even the wife was sick with COPD and needed a double lung transplant. And yet they were smoking in the home, and there was oxygen there, which is a dangerous thing, not only on the fact that they could blow themselves up, but also because of her respiratory condition. I was having difficulties breathing myself in that home. Brothers and sisters, we are in need of serious missionaries in this area. We are told to go to the darkest places of the earth. And I tell you, the man had been addicted to oxycodone. He's been taken for 20 years, and his wife has been on oxycodone for over 20 years. And he said he was having pain in his back, in sciatica, but oftentimes sciatica is confused with constipation, because when we are constipated, the bowels back up on the nerve and causes the nerve to pressure and causes the pain. And I asked him, when was your last bowel movement? He said, about 4 to 5 days ago. And he said the last bowel movement he had was like he had a baby. Oh, my goodness. We were in that house. We prayed with them. They were crying. He had been drinking. The wife was on oxygen. The house was so dirty, and I felt like I was in a foreign country. That's how the condition was of that home. So I'm asking that you lift up Hector and Cheryl tonight in your prayers. Kill them. And that you please pray for them in a very special way. I'm asking you pray for us, because me and Brother Bernard, we are insufficient to do this work. There's very little helper in this area in which we live, in these areas, very little help. Not many workers, not many laborers, but the harvest is plenteous, you know? And so God is sending us to help. I spoke with Brother Mozart today. He's going to be here in a few weeks. And he's coming with his mom, and he's looking about, you know, there's some things we're talking about I can't get into here. But the Lord is sending workers, promising workers who are willing to self-denial and come and put the work, put themselves up as missionaries. We have some brothers and sisters coming from New York City, even though those who had promised they were coming have been really not, you know, haven't kept their word, you know. But the Lord is sending others who are willing. And willing to come help us here as we've been pleading for help, even on this line. And so, you know, right now we are overwhelmed. We had so many people in our last course, and they are all asking for help. They're asking for home visits. They're asking for missionaries to come in and to teach them various things. They're asking for Bible studies, and it's just me and Brother Bernard. And we have to run the store on top of it that is also very, very busy. So I'm just asking for help because we are exhausted. And, you know, but we know that God is pleased with the work that is being conducted and done. I came home. Brother Bernard had to run back to the place to do a cleanse with that couple, the husband. He started an Epsom salt cleanse and another cleanse with the wife, and then with some massages. We actually are using one of the balms, pain bombs that you made on her back, Sister Carla. And so we are asking for help because there's so many more couples like this or people like this in this area that are in search for help. So that's all I have to say tonight. I thank you for being patient and for hearing and listening. And, you know, I am unable to speak tonight, to be quite honest, because we've got some more work to do here. And, you know, we're just asking the Lord to direct our steps and to lead our paths for his name's sake. May God bless you all, and good night, and keep us in prayer. And we are in dire need of help, you know, just all aspects of help. You know, I pray that some of us are really praying and asking the Lord to direct our steps to see what the Lord would have us to do. Because, you know, God is using a people to do a final work in the last days. And those who invest in this work, he will certainly bless. And a lot of times, because of our sins, because of our unbelief, we cannot really hear the voice of God and his will and what he's asking us to do. And therefore, we miss the opportunities. We miss the calling that he would have on our lives because we are persisting to do our own way, to follow our own footsteps. But the Lord says that if we come to him, we must surrender self and we must take upon him his cross and follow him. May God bless you all, and I wish you all a happy Sabbath.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Yudi, for coming on and sharing. Thank the Lord for your testimony and, you know, see the works, the hands-on work, not only, you know, lecture and advice and giving people help tips and, you know, making the natural food, organic food, but you're also doing hands-on. So praise the Lord for that. And I'm really impressed to, you know, for 3 or 4 days to try to make it down there to get some hands-on. Because brothers and sisters, we all, as God's children, should know and learn the medical missionary work. And, you know, you have to get hands-on, actually do the things. That's how I learn better, by doing and helping. And just, it's just a learning process, and it's engaging, and it's a blessing because you're helping others. You're doing the work that God have called us to do. So praise the Lord. So we'll keep you in prayer and the family that the help will come in a timely manner. Amen. And praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyone else would like to share, please press 1 so that I can open your line. Amen. God is good and he is worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. I see quite a few people on. So this is sharing time, brothers and sisters. Let us talk of the goodness of God. Let us share our testimony. Let us pray for each other, encourage each other. Soon, we won't have the opportunity to meet on this line or any line, Zoom or WhatsApp or Facebook. We won't have the opportunity. So we have to have that close relationship with Jesus, and this is time for us to come together and learn and share and encourage each other and remember the name so that when these things are cut off, we can still lift up each other in prayer. I'll go to the next caller, 272-770. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla, and happy Sabbath to all my beautiful brothers and sisters. God bless you all. I would like to sing a song. Amen. Amen. We have this hope.
We have this hope that burns within our hearts. Hope in the coming of the Lord. We have this faith that Christ alone imparts. Faith in the promise of his word. We believe the time is here when the nations far and near shall awake and shout and sing, Hallelujah, Christ is King. We have this hope that burns within our hearts, hope in the coming of the Lord. We are united in Jesus Christ our Lord. We are united in his love. Love for the waiting people of the world. People who need our Savior's love. Soon the heavens will open wide. Christ will come to claim his bride. Oh, the universe will sing. Hallelujah, Christ is King. We have this hope that faith in God's great love. We are united in Christ's love.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I would like to read a verse in the Bible, if I may. Psalm chapter 121, verse 1 through 8. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Amen. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time and even forevermore. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, dear Sister Carla, for opening up my line. I do have a prayer request. And, a praise report. One of my praise report is for Sharisha Hazel. I haven't spoke to her in a while, and she found me on Facebook, and she told me that she would like to get baptized. And she also has two children as well, two daughters. And she's on the prayer line tonight. She's just listening because she's new. But she would like to get baptized and give herself to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful that she's on the line with us and she's listening. And I haven't seen her in a long time. But I remember I always took her wherever I went. And I was 18 at the time, and she was only 10 years old. She said she remembers me, that I always stayed in the Word. I always talked about God. I always had my Bible, and I always took her places. So I'm so grateful she remembered that, and she found me and told me that she wants to be serious about God and be about her Father's business. So I'm so grateful to hear that. And I hope we can continue all to pray for her, Sharisha Hazel, and encourage her to get baptized, and she also wants her two daughters to be baptized as well. So I'm so grateful and happy to share this with my dear brothers and sisters on the prayer line. And also would like to give a prayer request for all of our brothers and sisters on the prayer line. I would like to pray for each and every one of us, for you too, Sister Carla. Prayer for you and your family. Prayer for Sister Powell and her family. Prayer for Brother Udy and his wife, Melissa, and their family as well, and their health food store as well. And also prayer for Sister Payne. Prayer for Sister Katie Ann, and prayer for Sister Elizabeth. Prayer for Sister Marianne. Also prayer for my mom, Dorothy. I'm praying for her, for her eyes. And also prayer, as Brother Udy brought out, to pray for Hector and his wife, I think he said Sharon, or I'm not too sure of the wife's name, but I know the husband is Hector. Praying for Brother Hector. And also prayer for Brother Eli and his mom and all of his friends and family. I would like to lift up Brother Eli. I'd like to lift up my children as well, and my grandchildren and my siblings. And I would like to pray for the whole nation and all of the homeless and poor who are suffering, and prayer for Sister Brenda and her husband, Brother John, what they've been through. I'm so grateful that the Lord spared their life and saved them. He got them out of there before they could have been hurt. So God is great. He is wonderful, and he's worthy to be praised. I praise the Lord to the highest. And I just wanted to share that with all my brothers and sisters. I thank you so much. I thank the Lord each and every day for all he does for me, and I thank him for waking me up this morning and for helping me to sleep at night peacefully, that he sends guardian angels around each and every one of us to keep us safe and protected. We serve an awesome and mighty God. So we thank him and we praise him that he loves us with an everlasting love. Thank you, all my brothers and sisters. And thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. God bless you all. Have a blessed and beautiful Sabbath. Love you all, always and forever. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord. Thank you very much, Sister Tamika, for coming on and sharing and singing. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. He's truly worthy to be praised. So, again, thank you for that, and we'll keep your friend in prayer, Sister Hazel, Sharia, Hazel, sorry, I probably messed up her first name. So thank the Lord that she remembered you, and, you know, she's thanking the Lord for the work that you did way back then, and, you know, look how it has, you know, strengthen her and remind her of the love of God. And, you know, you directing her back to Jesus, her first love, our first love. Amen. And I will go to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. It's truly a blessing to come on the prayer line and to give praise and honor to God and to worship him in spirit and in truth. 240-988. Your line is now open.
Howdy do, and happy Sabbath, beloved. It is a blessing to be on this line. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamika, and thank you, Sister Carla, for opening up my line. Sister Tamika, you blessed me with that psalm, because that was my psalm that I was crying out to, right? I'm just looking up to God from whence our help cometh. And we know that there's so many things that have happened, and it seemed like when we are when we're getting ready to be on the Sabbath day, right, the enemy is so angry. So he comes with all kinds of distraction, just all kinds of wickedness. And so, but I want to thank God that we are connected to him. And once we're connected to him, we can smile in the rage, right, of the enemy. I heard Sister Brenda giving her praise report. In terms of the storms that she experienced, she was in a physical storm. Some of us may be in a spiritual storm, but the lesson is that because she contend and abide with God, he was able to direct her path, and she's still holding on to him. So those were some of my experience today, and I am just elated. I'm excited for the Sabbath. I'm excited that God is going to show up and show out, and I'm claiming it, right? And so we go through our storms and we go through the trials and the tribulations so that we can have a testimony to encourage somebody, because I was encouraged by Sister Brenda and Brother Rick. I was encouraged by what they have experienced and how they're still holding on. So Galatians 6:2 talk about us sharing each other's burden and us being able to share all the great things, even the trials and even the storms that God allowed to happen in our lives, that we are able to overcome and come and share it on the line. So thank you so much for that. I also have some praise, but I heard from my daughter, and she is, you know, giving God thanks. She has, you know, still has to, she's test, you know, has to go ahead and do the testing. That is, you know, she's 18 now, so she is able to, she stood, you know, stood on her ground saying that she will not adhere to the vaccination on her religious exemption and her religious stand. And so what they're doing is, I know if you have heard, the President Biden talked about making it even more stricter so that individuals can go ahead and submit to the vaccination and the mandate. But we know God is in control, right? And God has given us a mandate, right? He says that he will supply all of our needs. He's also given us the mandate, and these are encouraging words, that he will never leave us or forsake us, right? No matter what. We had some conversation with an individual today, and it's amazing how God allow us to go through the storm. He might be allowing you to go through the storm so that you can encourage and share your testimony with someone. So we were talking about the fact that so many jobs are saying, you know, you got to get vaccinated, you got to get vaccinated. And people are fearful, you know, because people want to be able to buy and sell. But let's hold on. Let's count all of this joy. Let's hold, and I know it might be cliche, but as we have seen, God has manifest himself in my life as well as in your life. So we had some information from my job per se, and I shared that with you all yesterday on the Health Thursday, where it was a meeting, and it was funny how the information that she was presented, she wasn't really hearing, because they kind of have their plan as to what is it they're trying to achieve. But you know, the Holy Spirit just touched my lips and was able to present the information. I knew it wasn't me. And so we were told, and we're told in the Word that, you know, we're going to be called up for counsel. We're going to be called up to talk about our faith and why, to defend our faith. And we have to be ready. The Holy Spirit will bring back to us what we have been studying. So I'm just thankful that God, we serve an awesome God that is in control, and we do not have to worry. We do not. I got an email from my principal, my administration, and the work person, where they're saying, oh, this person, you know, and didn't even refer me by my name. And I know it's the trick of the enemy. I know it's the devil. And it always seems to happen on Friday, right? My doctor is supposed to submit a form, and her assistant wrote the wrong name on there. And so, you know, but I have peace, as I heard Sister Brenda talking about. I have peace. I have peace, not from me, but peace that cometh from God, knowing that he is not going to bring any one of us thus far to leave us now. And so I want to really, really share that. And he was, you know, because you know they're going to make it very difficult, but we know we're not wrestling with flesh and blood. We're wrestling with spirits and principalities in dark places. And so when I look at it, you know, you're kind of like, wait a minute, they didn't even refer me to my name. This employee has not been here. This, you know, and so we know where it's going to be, where it's going. And so we got to hold fast to our Heavenly Father. We have to be anchored in him so that we will not be moved, right? Even when they're taking away every single thing from us, where we won't be able to buy and sell, we won't be able to go to our jobs, we won't be able to go into the grocery store. That's what's coming. But we can hold fast that we have a Heavenly Father that says that once we contend with him, he's going to contend with us. once we abide in, we are the, he's the vine and we're the branch, and we abide in him, he will abide in us. So I would just want to share those encouraging words and continue to keep us in prayer. Continue to keep the healthcare workers in prayers, the educators, as they're becoming so strenuous. There's so many lawsuits that are coming down the pipe that has actually been out there. But a lot of people are fearful because they don't know. They hear these statements, these strong, bold, draconian statements of, you know, mandating vaccination. You're going to lose your job. But let's look to Jesus. Whence our help coming from? And so continue to pray for all of us. Pray for our church. Pray for our leaders, that the Holy Spirit will confound them and they will stand. They will stand and they will be able to guide the sheep. But we also want to make sure that we're studying for ourselves to show ourselves approved. So that's my testimony, and that my prayer request. Continue to pray for us, you know, that we will really be sealed and be settled in the truth. And that's right, settled in the truth, in God's truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your testimony. Your daughter is standing up and that she's doing well. And we will keep you in prayer. We have one more line to open. We'll keep you in prayer. And, wow, things are getting, you know, like you said, hard. But we have to trust in the Lord, because when we are at our weakest moment, he will we'll be so strong, because we'll have his strength, but we have to hold on. We have to be tried. We have to be tested. We have to be proven, brothers and sisters. Like, you go to a job or somewhere in the army, they give you rigorous training and proving that you're going to be able to stand fit in the army and not give up. And the job, what, 90 days probation. But we know, but what we're being tried and proved for, this is a life everlasting. This is to see our creator, our maker. He gave everything for us, so we should live for him. We belong to him. Let us hold fast. As Isaiah chapter 56, I'll read from verse 1, it says, "Thou said the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness is to be revealed." His what? Salvation is near to come, and his righteousness shall be revealed, brothers and sisters. We got to keep our eyes open. God is going to show out. Verse 2, Blessed is the man that does this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hands from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord has utterly separate me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. So the Lord doesn't want us to pollute the Sabbath, doesn't want us to do any evil on the Sabbath. And each and every day of our life, may we overcome those evil tendencies. And I'll go ahead and open this last line. And I believe it's Sister Powell, and I ask her if she can give us a word of 518-482. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open. You might be on mute. Sister Consonelli, did you press one again?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller, Brother O'Neill. I'll open his line for his testimony, and he will bring us a short message as he's able to. So I'll open his line, see if he has a testimony before I do a word of prayer. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for each and every one of my brothers and sisters and their faithfulness and their testimony and their praise report. Amen. 631-552, your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath, everyone. I want to thank God for His grace and His mercy for all that He has done for us. I know that God is working in a mysterious way for His people. In light of all that is taking place in this world, we know that God is still in control, you know. But the enemy's ultimate goal is the big F, fear upon people. But the one fear that we need to do is to fear God, as Revelation 12 tells us. Revelation 14, must fear God and give glory to Him. Because we see what is taking place, and the enemy knows that time is running out, and he wants people to be frightened of what men are doing and not be afraid of sin, which is the most cruelest enemy. I guess I'm in a hotel room right now in Virginia. Started a new job that I'm on the road now. So I don't even know exactly what is going on. I mean, Virginia, as I said, almost West Virginia. And it's all about God and so much test and come on a job, you come and find new people. They ask you questions, ask you your belief, and you have to share your belief with them. You know, they try to test you and say that other people are Seventh-day Adventists, but I see they work on Saturdays. And I said, well, yeah, I follow the word of God and I try to live by my conviction. And I was thankful for that because I read the Bible and I want to live the Bible. I want the Bible to be a testimony of my life. I just want to know it. I want to live it, you know. So they'll ask me questions, and I'll share what I know with them, you know. So it's something that we have to know, that the test is coming from all direction, but we have to stand firm in what we believe, because in the end of it all, the life that we live here, it will testify of where we will spend eternity. If we compromise here, then when the greater test comes now, when the greater test comes, we will not be ready. So we have to stand firm now for what we believe, regardless of the cloud, the dark clouds that is seen on over the horizon. We're going to see brighter days because Jesus is on His way. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening up my line.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother O'Neill. So are you able to bring us about 30 minutes of short devotion?
Yeah, by the grace of God, yeah.
Okay, so I will have a word of prayer, and I'll see if anyone else wants to share. Yes, amen. Please press 1 if you would like to share so that I can open your line. Amen. I see 518-951. Your line is going to be open. Again, thank you, Brother O'Neill, for sharing. May you truly, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. May you, you know, worship Him in spirit and in truth. And no matter what, you know, follow, thus said the Lord, and He will direct your path. He will guide you, and He will help you. Okay, 518-951, your line is open.
Okay. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. This is Sister Paula. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line. I was trying quite a while, long time. I don't know what happened to my phone, but I didn't get you. So I just want to thank God that He allows me to be on the line. Brothers and sisters, it's a pleasure for us in the side of the vineyard, you know, and the work that God have been using each one of our brothers and sisters in various areas. You know, I have a testimony that I can give and share with my brothers and sisters, my beloved. Wherever you are, brothers and sisters, be faithful to the Lord. Have faith to trust Him and to do His will. This evening I am on this line, and I heard the testimonies, great testimony, and I saw that faith, as the Lord said in his word in 1 Corinthians 16:13, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. And also in Colossians 2:6-7 it said, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus as the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and establish in the faith as you have been taught, abiding therefore with thanksgiving. Brothers and sisters, I heard our brothers and sisters here this evening, who this blessed Sabbath evening that you have given unto us, have faith, and they are standing in faith through God's word and fulfilling what the Lord had told them to do in this time period. This testimony of my dear sister Brenda and brother John, despite of what happened with the disaster the other day, God have allowed them to get out before. If Brother John and Sister Brenda was into that house, we know that they would be destroyed. We know, we heard that the trees fell on their house where her bedroom was, and everything is sinking. They're all underwater. So that was faith in God. That was that trust that they have, that they, the Lord had inspired them to get out. And despite of what is happening, they are still giving God praise and, you know, encouraging us. So, my dear brothers and sisters on this line, when we listen to these reports and these requests, we here have to, you know, join hands in hand, you know, in a heart to look at our brother and our sister at this time. This is Sabbath evening, but you know what? They not have a home, but thank God that there was a place open for them that they are in. So our prayer and our help, what we can do, is for us to reach out to our brothers and sisters, Sister Brenda, and to know how much they are trusting God. So our prayer will be going out for brother John and Sister Brenda, you know, for the disaster that happened in your area. Another testimony of praise I heard, I listened to the testimony of Sister Tamiko. From 10, she was 10, and I think the friend, Sharika, Sharika Hazel, her friend from child age. And Sister Tamiko was a little bigger than her and in age, but Sister Tamiko was there teaching her, telling her what she knew about God. And look what happened. After years, they came back together and they're in touch there. They connect, reconnect. And now our dear sister, you know, with all that seed that was planted in an early age, she is asking for Bible study and would like to be a part of God's members. That's a blessing. Brothers and sisters, when I listen to the report from my dear sister Stephanie, the praise, even though what the enemy is trying to do and the information that, you know, she was able to gain, that when she went into that meeting, God was there, as the Lord said. We remember that we will be going to counselor, judges, and rulers. And, you know, she was there, well equipped through the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit guide. Brothers and sisters, God is so good. There are so many reports. Dear praise report now. Each one of us have a responsibility, brothers and sisters, this blessed Sabbath day, Lord. You know, we listen to Sister Constantine and Lord, all encouraging us, reading the Sabbath. There is things is happening that we have to think and watch, brothers and sisters. God is placing those things, ideas, and these things in our heart that we have to be rooted and grounded in him. So, I have to give God thanks in my little area that God had placed me. And he said we are supposed to be a light, brothers and sisters. Every one of us are a light and representative and ambassador in their various community. Really, so where they are in their community, God have given them a work to perform, the message to carry out, the books and the tracts is there, the help is there for who is in need. That is the work that the Lord call us to do. And wherever we are, brothers and sisters, this is the work we have to do. I just give God praise and thanks for what he has been doing. This morning we were on prayer, our early morning prayer line, and eventually there was a call came in from Bronx. And I have not been hearing from my dear beloved sister for years, you know. And eventually when she called me, I couldn't go understand the voice, you know. And all of a sudden, you know, she was just tearing and tell. And I said, oh, sister such and such. And she said, yes. And my sister for over maybe 2, 3, 4 years, we have not been hearing her. She used to be on this line. God reconnect her that she came on this line this morning. And you know what? We were there to, you know, when she need prayer. And we were there to pray and also help her, Lord, in some things that is happening with the exemption, the religious exemption. Even though, you know, the devil is outraging and want us to be fearful of these things, but to try and to trust God and to leave God, leave it and leave everything in the Lord. And I was here and the doorbell rang. This is my area. This is the light that God have given unto us in each areas, right? I was here and the doorbell rang. Meanwhile, we were doing our study. And when I went out, it was a lady who in this area who have been witnessing to. And if you hear the praise, the team heard the praise, how she was praising God and said she passed this area, passed, and she could not pass without coming to ring the doorbell. And she rang the doorbell, and I went out, and you know what? She joined in the study and prayer and, you know, giving thanks to the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, God told us that, you know what, he's going to place the Holy Spirit, cover us with the Holy Spirit, that wherever we are, as a representative, his light has to be shown, wherever we are. And I'm so grateful and thankful to this line, you know, for what this line and the brothers and sisters who come on this line and how faithful they are to the Lord. And I know that God is working. So, brothers and sisters, as we are the Sabbath, and we heard so many reports about the Ten Commandments, our sister came on and she did the Ten Commandments. Brothers and sisters, God gave us the Ten Commandments as a guide, as a road map for us to follow and to be obedient. And it also said in Exodus 28:11, remember the Sabbath day. And this commandment we know is going to be the test for each and every one, this commandment. So we have to practice the 10 and also remember this commandment. As it said, the Sabbath commandment contains the seal of God, brothers and sisters. And the Sabbath itself is given in this commandment. And it is separately connected with the seal and the seal of God. So we know that we are going to be prosecuted, but God is able to do all things, right, for us. It is connected with the seal, and for the Sabbath is the basis of all true worship of our Creator. And this worship lies at the heart of all our acknowledgement in his authority as our Creator and our God. So, brothers and sisters, let us be faithful and let us continue wherever you are where you are, you are supposed to be a representative. The work is out there in the home. The work is out there in the street. The work is out there at your workplace, at school, or wherever you go to represent Christ. And let us don't forget the Sabbath. Don't forget the Sabbath, the Lord of God that bless. Of all the week, the brightest. Of all the week, the best. It brings reproach from labor. It tells of joy divine. It beams of light descending with heavenly beauty shine. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Keep the Sabbath holy and worship him today. Who said to his disciples, I am the living way. And if we meekly follow our Savior here below, he'll give us of the fountain whose streams eternal flow. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Day of sacred pleasure, his golden hours we spend in thankful hymns to Jesus, the children dearest friend. Oh, gently loving Savior, how good and kind thou art. How precious is thy promise to dwell in every heart. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Oh, let us pray, brothers and sisters. We ask you to bow your head and also whisper a word of prayer. You have listened and heard all the various requests, so we ask you to help lift those requests to the Lord. I will give you a little moment that you get yourself, you know, talk with the Lord. Oh, holy, holy Father, which art in heaven, we just want to thank you, Lord, for your precious gift that you have given unto us, your Son, Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for the sacrifice that he has for us, Lord, so that your sons and your daughter could be here this blessed Sabbath evening to welcome you and to give you praises for all the blessings you have restored upon us. Father, you have heard, Lord, all our various requests that our children come to you this moment, this blessed Sabbath, asking you, Father, to search each one of our hearts. Lord, if there is anything within each one of us on this line, dear Lord, and should not be, we ask you, Father, to eradicate that from our heart, our mind, our soul, and allow us this evening, Lord, that our prayer will be answered, and that our life, dear Father, will represent you, that every word we say, Lord Jesus, it will come from you. Father, tonight, dear Lord, we want to thank you for Sister Carla, our host this evening. Thank you for taking our out and bringing her back home safely. Thank you for the love and kindness to medical missionary house and the work that you have given unto our Lord by loving and caring for the elderly, the compassion, Lord, that she show them, Lord, and that they are blessed, dear Father. We are asking you to give her the strength, Lord, in her area, the work she performs, and not only in the homes or in her community. So we ask you to strengthen her. We also lift up, Lord, Sister Paige. Continue to pour your blessing. Father, remember she loved to do outreach program by sharing, Lord, even when she cannot even handle it the way she would. But dear God, with the joy in her heart, she's out there, Lord, fixing meal, preparing food, take to people, Lord, in her community. Dear Lord, give her the strength, Lord, we pray, Father, and that love in her heart to be witnessing to others and sharing, Lord. Father in heaven, this moment we come to you, dear Father, to bless our family. Lord, we lift up our dear sister Leola to you, dear Lord. We know the work that she has been doing to and fro and the travel through the disaster and what is happening. She and brother Rick, but Rich, but Gray. But, dear Lord, we saw what you have done to her, dear Lord. You took her to Texas the other day. You brought them back to the area, dear Lord. And now, dear Father, we just want to give you thanks and the praise where she's sharing your words, literature, and the books, them, dear Father, the Ten Commandments, in which people are crazed for the Ten Commandments and they admire the Ten Commandments, even on the car, dear Lord, and they would like to know where she get it from. Lord, all these are evangelism. These are aggressive evangelism. Lord, so we just want to thank you for the wisdom that you have been using your people to demonstrate to the world, dear Father, in their area, dear Lord, and bringing joy in the heart of those, Lord. So we want to thank you also, sister. She has a dead, Lord Jesus. Don't remember her name. She passed. Lord, one of our sister who she was ministering to, Lord, and she passed. What we lift up the husband and the son and the family to you as they make preparation, Father, to put away their loved one. So, Father, we ask you to bless and to keep and to guide. Lord, we also lift up our dear beloved sister Brenda and brother John. Their requests to you and how they have faith in you, trusting you, despite of all things, what happened to them, they are giving you praises, Lord, because you spare their life, Lord. You're so good, you're so great. So we ask you to provide as they look to relocate, Lord, and the things that they lost, Lord, Father, we ask you to so help that it will they supply their needs according to their riches in glory. So we ask you to pour blessings upon them, her daughter, the grandchildren, her son, dear Father, and that community, dear Lord, who lost everything. Father, give them the strength and the power. Their life is still, dear Lord. They are still living, and we just want to give thanks. Lord, we also to listen tonight lift up our dear sister Cancinelli. Lord, our praise report that she went to the nursing home, and I know the work that she performed at that nursing home, especially with her brothers, dear Father. She take that brother, put him in that bar, a shower, and she would from the head right down, Lord, I witness her and the work that she placed within towards the brother, dear Lord. I just want to give you thanks for the strength that you have given my dear sister Cancinelli for the work and the encouraging word for us on this line, Lord, with her songs and her health tip and, you know, the resources that she has to share. Father, we just want to give you thanks for that. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up our dear beloved sister Stephanie. Lord, continue to use her in spite of what the enemy is trying to do. She look above because of your health. Lord, and you said all things work together for good them that love you, and I want to give you thanks for what you have been doing in her life, Lord, and the situation and crisis that is happening with the educators, Lord. I lift them up to you, and also see that she's determined, dear Father, to follow you, and only you can do it. Bless her and keep her, Lord. She has so many activities, Lord, to carry out. Lord, you gave her praise that she can praise you for the things that you have done for her, Lord, with her walkway and the sidewalk, dear Father, and she placed it in your care. So we thank you. And also the roof and the siding, Lord, allow that individual that they will look to you, dear Father, for all the answers so that they can live, do whatever they're doing, they will do it to bring glory to you. So I just want to thank you. Also, thank you for Carja at college and KJ, what you have been doing as young people, standing for you, dear Lord. Help us that we will lift up our young people who decided to stand like those Hebrew boys who stood firm and said if they even have to go into the fire, they are not going to bow. So, Lord Jesus, allow those young people to stand firm. Lord, not only Carter and KJ, but all our young people. Each one of us on this line have our young people, so we place them. Especially we have our young people there. Brother Eli, Lord, who is lifting you up, praising you, giving thanks for what you have done, and praying for his brothers and sisters. He pray, acting prayer for his mother. He's acting prayer for himself, Miss Pasco and Kadia, and each one of us, Jamar, Javel, and Jahari, dear Hisma, Miss Pasco, dear Lord, all these names, Lord, he is lifting up Sister Katiana, and Sister Tamika, Dorothy, Kaiwan, and Edward. He's lifting up all our brothers and sisters and ourselves on the line. You know all the names on the line. Brother Eli, lift us up, sir. And now, dear Lord, we lift up Brother Yudi and his family. We want to give you thanks for what you have been doing with Brother Yudi in that part of the vineyard. Dear Lord, the work has to continue, dear Lord. So give them the strength, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for those who are rallying, Lord, that workers can come on, Lord Jesus, and the field to do your work. So we praise you and we bring honor to you, dear Lord, into that vineyard. So continue to pour out your blessings upon Brother Yudi, family, Sister Melissa, and the children, and we lift them up. We lift up Elder Rick, Lord, to you. Continue to bless him, his family. Lord, I think this weekend, Lord, he will be traveling. His daughter will be getting married, Lord. So we just ask you for blessing and traveling mercies, Lord. And also the other family, Ashley, continue to bless her. And Ashley's children and the other children, we place them in your care, Lord. We lift up to you, Sister Sandra. Lord, bless her and keep her and guide her, Lord. We lift up Sister Susan, who is supposed to be joining us soon. Lord, you know she has a little problems going on, the same mandate, Lord, with the vaccination. Lord, help her, Lord, to trust you. Despite they may have said, I don't want it. I need what they said, rejected your letter or what. That's the same thing the devil is going to do, but they curse consistently, Lord Jesus. Pray and trust you because you are able to do it. And we place our mom to you in the hospital who is suffering, dear Lord. We know you are the great physician. You are the healer. And we place her in your care. So we ask you for a touch, Lord, to Sister Susan, your mother, and bless her sister and other family members, and trust her, Lord, even the work that she is doing, because they're having mandate. If you don't take the vaccination, you won't be able to be working. We will have to let you go. So, Father, you are in control, so we place the situation in your hand. Lord, we also lift up Sister Lynn. Continue to bless her, Lord, and help her and family members. Dear Lord, that each one will come together and stick together in this time, because if there is no other time, we need your prayer now, dear Lord. Is the time that, Lord, we have to, our remnant people need to pray consistently. And as it said, if we're in character is changed, Lord, our name changed, ought to be changed. So, Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, that character that you have given unto us, your character, dear Father, our life will be changed, and we will be there to represent you and to carry out the work that you want us to carry out so that your work will come to pass. So, Father, we just want to thank you. Dear Lord, we know that we have many, many brothers and sisters on this land. We have not hearing from Sister Barnaby. Lord, continue to bless her, keep her, Lord, and allow her, dear Lord, that she may know that we miss her, dear Father, because that we can call her and find out if there is anything. As she pray for each one of us, we are praying for strength for her. We are praying, Lord, for blessing for her children and also her grandchildren. And for myself, Lord, I just give you all the praise. Bless my children, bless everyone. And tonight, dear Lord, we just come to give you all the praise that due to you. Thank you for hearing, and thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for coming on and sharing and praying and, you know, just the blessed hope that we have in prayer and testimonies, as we saw that this day were, or this time, usually have a you know, a little short devotion or vesper, but it was devoted to prayer and testimony and you know, just sharing time, brothers and sisters. So I just thank each and every one of you that participate, those that listen and bless, and that you are encouraged. And please, you know, next Friday, preparation day, bringing in the Sabbath, please join us early at 7, so you can get a chance to share if you did not share. And about by 8:15 Eastern Standard Time, we usually bring the message. So I pray that you will be able to join us also Sunday. We also have sharing. Again, it's from 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Thursday, we have the help message. Help Reform Thursday from 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sometimes it goes over, but we try to keep it within those hours. So help love in the time. So I will pray, and just, again, I just want to thank each and every one and all those new listeners for coming on. And I pray that it was a blessing to you. Please share the number. Please be encouraged. Reach out to us. We're also on Facebook, Advent Light Ministry, Advent Light Philippines, and you can reach out to each, you know, one of us, Sister Carla, Sister Powell, Sister Leola, Brother Yudi, and Brother O'Neill. We can continue to keep you in prayer. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you for this holy Sabbath day of rest, oh Lord. You know that our body needs this rest. We need this time one-on-one with you, oh Lord. We just thank you. We glorify and we magnify your name. Keep us, oh, Father, because we cannot keep our own self, Lord. We're weak, oh, Father, because of sin, oh, Father. We don't know how to come in or go out, like Solomon said, but we know with you we can do all things, and we can be strengthened, and we can be directed, and we can be refreshed even on this day, Lord. We thank you for your word in Isaiah. You're telling us to keep the Sabbath and not to pollute it and take a hold of your covenant. Lord, we thank you. Help us and teach us how to take a hold of your covenant, because you said that you will bring us to your holy mountain and make us joyful in your house. And your house shall be a house of prayer, O Lord, as we're on this line praying and interceding and thanking you, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, as we gather tonight, that we, as we separate from each other, that we will continue to be in your presence and continue to be reminded that be holy just like you are holy, Father. We should not put anything that defile us in our mouth or upon our body, O Father. We should not be like those of the world, adulterous, O Father. We should not be fornicating or doing any things, O Father, that cut us off from you, O Lord. Help the young people to know that you want them to live a holy life and not to be in fornication, O Father, because you said none of those will enter into the gates of heaven, no matter how much we profess your name. If we're doing these things, O Father, we are none of yours. Help us to repent. Help us, O Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless your people, O Lord. Bless the youth, the young people, Father. Bless the parents to teach the children aright, to tell them that these things are abomination unto you, O Father. Again, we praise you, we glorify and bless your name, O Father, because we know you're soon to come. Keep us, O Lord. Keep us by your side, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Have a good night.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, his child and forever I am. Redeemed, and so having Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, his child and forever I am.
I think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of him all the day long. I think, for I cannot be silent, his love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood.